Auto Spa.
Yes, it is. And one of our other sponsors today that we are very excited to have here is Independent Electrical Contractors Rocky Mountain. Round of applause. Thank you so much for coming out here today. We're so thankful to have them here. And they are very committed to our veterans and their families and a Project Sanctuary. And they're pretty excited to be here as well. Now, we have Paul Lingo, who is their training director, along with Nick Brewer and Tom Silty from Encore Electric. Now, we're going to start with Paul. Thank you so much for being a part of the Project Sanctuary Radiothon today. Now, you're a veteran yourself. Can you tell us what your connection is to the military and how you came to join IECRM?
Yes, thank you for having us on here this morning. My military service, I went into the United States Navy in 93. I got out in 97 and was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan, on the USS Blue Ridge, LCC-19, the flagship for PAC-7 Fleet. So I was on the command ship.
Very cool. Very cool. And how did you end up joining IECRM?
Well, I didn't end up joining or becoming an electrician right out of my military service. When I got out, I went into communications. And after 9/11 happened, I really needed to fall into something where I had a license, right? Something that nobody could take away from me. And so I took a kind of considerable pay cut and started my apprenticeship with an awesome and well-respected electrical contractor, Carlton Electric. And they put me through school through IEC Rocky Mountain, so I'm an alumni of our program. They changed some regulations in 2011, and when they did that, Rocky Mountain was looking for instructors. So I came in then as an instructor, and last Saturday I celebrated my 10th year as full-time employment at IEC.
Very nice. Congratulations. Very cool. Well, let's go to Nick now. Nick, what kind of programs does IECRM offer to military vets?
So I'm kind of like Paul. I came out of the military, didn't go directly into the trade. So when I came in, IEC was really spectacular. I mean, not to dump all the work on these guys, but I kind of just came in, handed my paperwork, and they kind of just led me through the whole thing. So it was really nice being able to just have knowledgeable people kind of take over for me in that process. The other big one is the career fair. Anybody who's ETSing, you're about to process out. Being in the trades is awesome. You get to work, you get to be outside, you get to do stuff. And honestly, speaking of, the shutdowns and COVID, Encore kept us working. IEC kept me in school. Like, we didn't have a break. I didn't miss graduation dates. I got my, journeyman's license on time. So these guys at these, at the company and at the school really, really work hard and care about us. And honestly, probably worked way harder than they needed to or was good for them. But I appreciate very much all my instructors for what they did for me during that time.
That's great. That's great. Sounds like an awesome program. And Tom, where can veterans find out more about what IEC Rocky Mountain offers?
Well, like Nick said, they've got the IECRM Career Fair. It's next Thursday, November 17th, from 3 to 6 p.m. At the main campus in North Glen. You can meet directly with electrical contractors that are hiring and get a lot of good information. And you can also get on IECRM.org, get a lot of good information about what it takes to be an electrician and start your apprenticeship.
That sounds great. ElectricCareerFair.com, also the website for that as well. Again, that's going to be Thursday, November 17th, 3 to 6 p.m. I want to thank Paul, Nick, and Tom for coming in today, and thank you for your service and your commitment to our veterans and their families and Project Sanctuary. And, of course, thank you to Independent Electrical Contractors Rocky Mountain. And again, 303-631-2995. That is the number. Make your donations now to Project Sanctuary, helping heroes heal and helping military and veteran families heal. 303-631-2995. Call us now. Make your donation.